Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome all of you to IRC Limited 1029 2021 Interim Results Conference Call. With us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our Interim CFO and Company Secretary, Mr. Johnny Yun. At this time, all participants are in the listen-only mode. A brief Q&A section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or even Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. So as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and the PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this talk have been uploaded to our website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 欢迎大家出席铁钢研货香港交易所股票编号1029。2021年上半年的业绩电话会议， 今日我们公司出席的代表包括有我们的首席执行官 Yuri Makarov 先生和我们的处理首席财务官及公司秘书袁兆章先生。出席嘉宾现时是以一个聆听模式，管理层一阵间报告完毕之后，我会有一个简单的答问环节，欢迎大家用英文或者广东话发问。另外提醒大家，我们今次的会议正在进行录音， 在会议使用的公告演讲稿已经上载在我们公司网站www.ircgroup.com.hk， 欢迎大家下载。我现在有请我们的首席执行官 Makarov 先生和我们主持的会议。 It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you may start.
Thank you, Kent, and good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to report on the figures of this first half of the year. I should admit that it was one of the best periods of our operations. Obviously, we were impacted by the increasing of the iron ore, which helps us to increase revenues, EBITDA, and cash balance on our accounts. Johnny will give you exact figures, but you understand that with these figures, with this price, our operations were very profitable. Within last month's price decreased a little bit, but still it's much higher if you will compare it with the same period of the last year. This remarkable price level allows us to decrease the amount of money we owe to the banks. We have done some forward prepayment, which decreases our costs of debt servicing for the next year. Our current cash balance is 45 million, which is enough for all our operations and which is most important for the development of the Sutara deposit. Our, as I mentioned, our achieved sale price is much higher comparing to the previous year. It's more than $180. We have been affected by the small decreasing in production and sales, which can be attributed by the not ideal performance of our contractor, of our main contractor for the mining and for the railroad delivery. But both of these figures are gradually improving, and which is very important in our July shipments. We have done a historical report, which means that the railroad company, Russian state railroad company, have improved their performance dramatically. I will be happy to answer questions after the presentation, but now I would like to pass the process to Johnny Yen, who is our financial head, and he will guide you through the exact figures. Please, Johnny.
Thank you, Yura. We have uploaded our presentation slides onto our website, so let's refer to that to those slides. You turn to slide 7 of the presentation. That summarizes our income statement for the first half of the year. Our production has gone down by 6%, but that is mainly because of our mining contractors' issues. As we have previously reported, the mining contractors are trying to catch up with the mining volume lag. So we are being hindered by that, but still, we managed to operate at around 84% of the capacity, which is still quite a high level. Sales has also gone down accordingly because of the lower production, but we were also affected by the railway congestion issues, as mentioned by Yura. The condition is now getting slightly better, so hopefully shipments will go through more quickly in the second half. So despite a lower production and sales volume, we are benefiting from very strong iron ore price in the first half of the year. If you look at the PAC 65% iron ore average price, it has gone up by literally 100% from $105 per ton to $211 per ton. And that is reflected in our cheap selling price, which has also doubled, which is very, very helpful to our bottom line. Our cash cost has gone up a little bit by 34%, but I need to highlight to you the fact that while the cash cost is at $65.6 per ton, the increase is attributable to basically two factors. A, the mining fee, because we have a longer holding distance, as well as, you know, the mining contractors is demanding for a higher rate, we're trying to catch up with the mining. And B, which is most importantly, the increase in transportation costs, because as I mentioned earlier, we are suffering from this railway congestion issues, and so we are diverting more sales to the seaborne customers. Selling via seaborne is more expensive because of higher transportation costs. So that's why we are seeing a higher cash cost here, reflecting the higher transportation costs. But the good thing about the seaborne sales is that the achieved selling price is also higher than the price that we can achieve if we are selling through railway. So that offset part of the higher transportation costs. So let's move down to the P&L. If you look at our revenue, it has gone up by 104%. So we report a revenue of $224 million. Hedging loss is slightly higher than last year because obviously we have a very strong iron ore price this year, and so we incurred a bit more hedging losses. All in all, our revenue is still $270 million US, which is still more than doubled of what we achieved last year. Site operating expenses have gone up, which is mainly due to the higher cash costs, which I've just explained. General admin has also increased, but that is mostly because of the fact that we delayed some of the process, some of the activities last year because of COVID, and now this is mostly a timing difference. And so if you move on to moving down the P&L, we achieved a very healthy EBITDA of 123 million US. Taking into account depreciation as well as finance costs, our underlying gain this year is 101 million US, which is a very substantial increase when comparing with what we did last year. If you take out those non-recurring items as well as the FX, foreign exchange, we report a profit of 98 million US. What is very interesting about this number is that as you all know, our current market cap is somewhere around 220, 240 million US. So literally, this half-year profit is representing almost half of our market cap. So that's just to put this number into perspective. And if we turn to slide 8, that shows our balance sheet. I think that nothing really surprised you in this balance sheet, apart from the fact that we have a higher receivable, but that is mainly because of the timing difference in the cash flow. Because when we are increasing our sales because of high iron ore price, the account receivable also increase accordingly. We are building up more cash. We are reporting a cash balance of 67 billion US at the end of the year. interim end. We are also reducing our cash from bank loan. So all in all, our net debt is showing a significant reduction. Our net debt as of the interim end was 125 million, which compared positively to the net debt amount at the year end, which was 181 million US. Let's move to slide 9, which is the summary of our cash flow. Net cash generated from operations is a lot higher than last year because obviously we have very strong revenue this year. We pay some guarantee fee to POG, our guarantor, and then we pay the loan according to the schedule. We spend some capex on Sutara, and all in all, we have a cash increase of 47 million US, and that together with our opening cash of 20 million, we report a closing cash of 67 billion. But that is not the end of the story. If you turn to slide 10, which will show you our financial profile or liquidity during the period. So we have a cash balance of 67 billion US. Total outstanding debt as of the interim end was 194 billion US. Now that is essentially fully represent the cash from bank loan. Now, because of the very strong cash flow that we have early repaid 50 million to cash from bank. So the debt as of today is 144 million US due to cash from bank. So that shows our repayment profile as well as the liquidity position. I'm happy to answer any questions we will have in the Q&A section, but in the meantime, I'll pass the call back to Yura, who will talk about the advantages that we have. In particular, he has some exciting news about the bridge. Yura?
Thank you, Johnny. Yes, as everybody knows, we are located very close to the Chinese border on the far east of Russia. We are doing quite a high quality product, which is close to 65% ferrum. Our weak currency helps us to operate as well. As I mentioned, we are paying less to the bank because of the lower LIBOR, and we will decrease this figure further because of the early repayment this year. But what is most attractive is the potential savings of them on the transportation costs because of the commissioning of the railroad bridge, which is connecting Russia and China over the Amur River. This bridge was under construction for quite a long period of time. It's completely ready on the Chinese side. Russian side is delaying the construction. Recently, a couple of weeks ago, there was a first locomotive cross the bridge, which means that this bridge is technically ready, and now they are in the process of the commissioning. I can't report on how long will this commissioning be, but when it will be ready, we definitely will enjoy this improved transportation facilities. I think that's it, and we probably can move to the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from Percy. Please go ahead. Thank you. Percy, think he
is muted. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Apologies. Thank you for your report. And I have a number of questions. My first question is that given the improved financial health of the business, its balance sheet and its cash flow, are you considering refinancing the Gazprom facility over the course of the rest of this year? And would that, and I assume that would also mean an end to payments to Petropavlovsk for the guarantees they're providing. Could you give some color to that, please?
Yes, Percy, thank you for the question. Let me answer this first question. Yes, indeed, I think we are looking at refinancing, but obviously refinancing a loan with this amount, even though it's now in a lower level because we already repaid some loan principal, it's not an overnight job, especially taking into account the fact that we are sort of like a Russian-based company. And so, but I can also tell you that we are actively looking into that, and we will, if we have more updates, we will look for the market.
Thank you. My second question is, there's a 34% increase in cash costs, which you attributed to stripping costs and freight costs. Are we going to see a stabilization in cash costs, assuming constant currency? Or are we going to see some decline as the bridge gets commissioned?
Yes, good question. I think obviously cash costs comprise of a number of items. As you rightly pointed out, you know, mining cost is an issue, but more importantly, the shipment cost, because of the fact that we are shipping to the seaborne customers, play a large part in the increase. But obviously, if the railway congestion issue improves, then we can lower our seaborne shipments, which will in turn lower our cash costs, i.e. lower transportation costs. In terms of ruble depreciation, we saw a significant depreciation last year in March, where the currency reduced or depreciated to around 80-something, and then it stabilized at around, say, 75 or somewhere around that. And we allow, at currently, the ruble is at this 75 level. Obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, and we don't know where the currency is going. But that, what I can say is that this 75 exchange rate is relatively weak. Because, you know, I've been with this company for more than 10 years. When I first joined, ruble was around 30 to US dollar. So I think this is a very weak level already, and we are benefiting from it.
Okay, thank you. My last question is, you know, there have been some issues with the mining regulator and documentation, and I wondered if you've got an update on that. And if not, when do you anticipate being able to get to file all the necessary documentation and getting the all clear?
Yes. Yura, I think this is a question for the RTN, so perhaps if you can answer, Percy.
Sure. Yes, we have some issues. They are not affected our operations. We are in the process of preparing of the documents. 2 days ago, there was a meeting which was headed by the local representative of the president. In this meeting, we were meeting with Rostechnadzor, and we've made a report on our progress on the preparation of the papers. They were completely satisfied, we does not expecting any aggressive actions from their side. According to the schedule, we are going to finalize this process in the first half of the next year. Obviously, we are doing it as possible.
Wasn't sure I heard you then. In what period?
First half of the next year.
Well, I think, Percy, if I allow me, I think, you know, this is an ongoing process, and so we cannot give a specific timeline on when we achieve that. I think what we are doing is that we are working very closely with the authority, and we are making very good progress. But again, you know, this Russia, and so it's very difficult to put in a specific timeline.
Thank you. That's all my questions. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Daniel Chen. Please go ahead, sir. Mr.
Hello?
Chen, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I have a question about the guarantee fee. It seems to vary from year to year. What are the exact terms of the guarantee fee? Is it based on the outstanding loan size or other factors?
Yes, Mr. Chen, thanks for the question. Let me take that. The guarantee fee is provided based on the total loan outstanding balance at a percentage of 3.07%. So the accrual, the provision, is a fixed percentage. But then you have rightly pointed out that we repaid quite a lot of guarantee fees this year, or in the first half of 2021. Now, that is because before this year, obviously our financial position wasn't very nice. So we were owning our guarantor, Paul, a certain amount of guarantee fee. So we are our guarantor is kind enough to say that, right, I know that you're not in a very good position, so let's defer the settlement until you have the ability to pay. Now, that ability to pay comes in this year when we have generated more cash. And so that's why we are catching up and trying to repay the all the outstanding guarantee fee that we owed Petro Pavlov. We are doing that this year, and so that's why you're seeing a larger amount of guarantee fee payment this year. But I'm also happy to report that we have repaid all the amount due in the past years, and what we are going for, what we are paying now, is only the amount that's being due on a month-to-month basis.
Since IRC is in a better financial situation now, is there any plan to negotiate with Gazprom Bank to drop the guarantee altogether?
Wow, that is a very good question. Actually, we have been having a lot of conversation with Gazprom Bank. They are aware that we are getting much stronger in terms of financial health. But I think you also have to understand that the bank, from the bank's perspective, they'll say, all right, nice, well done. But then they will be happy to have the additional guarantee, additional security from whoever, this time from Paul. And so from their perspective, obviously they're not particularly eager to release the guarantee, which is understandable from the bank's perspective. So from us, while we are having a conversation with them all the time, we are early repaying the debt to A, reduce the guarantee fee, as well as reduce our interest, and B, also put us in a better position to remove the guarantee.
My last question is regarding the violation with RTN. What's the scope of the violation, and has the problem been ratified, or is there some more issues still coming up?
You're right. RTN issues. Perhaps you can answer Mr. Chen about his question.
Thank you, Johnny. Yes, as I mentioned, we are in the process of rectification of this problem. We are going to finalize this next year, but there are no any signs of the interruption of the operations. And once again, I'm happy to repeat that a couple of days ago, we have a meeting with this authority, and this meeting was under the supervision, and this meeting was led by the representative of the president of the country on the Far East, in the Jewish Autonomous Republic. And during this meeting, RTN was completely satisfied with what we are doing and doesn't make any signs of the potential aggression against company.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star one on your telephone. Our next question comes from Leung Hei King. Please go ahead.
Hey, 我想問問嗰個橋啊。 已經係試運咗未啊？但係咪試運咗一次就係要等呢個再佢通行先至個效果先至用啊
？OK，梁生，好，我將問題轉達俾阿我哋嘅 CEO 聽啊，因為佢就熟悉個橋多少少，佢喺俄羅斯嗰邊。 Yura, this question is about the bridge. Mr. Leung would like to know whether there's a trial shipment on the bridge. And whether and when, you know, when we'll know that the bridge will commission, and if there's anything you can add about the bridge.
There was scheduled one trial shipment which was postponed because of the COVID restrictions. That's answer to the first part of the question, and second one. According to the last media releases, they are going to commission it in the first half of the next year. But it was quite a while ago, and I don't know. Maybe there are new information about it. But last one which we have seen was early next year.
OK，thank you。阿梁生，我再轉達翻我哋嘅 CEO 所講先，其實咧原本咧就的而且確喺今個月嘅月底，即係今個月啦，即係呢幾日啦，原本就真係會有個試運嘅，咁就類似一啲即係儀式咁樣就通行條橋咁樣嘅，咁但係因為咧疫情嘅關係啊，咁大陸嗰邊咧就即係唔想做呢樣嘢事，咁所以暫時呢樣呢個咁嘅試運咧。 就延遲咗，咁就都唔知會點樣延遲啦。不過條橋就喺度嘅，即係條橋一直喺度啦，亦都有啲火車頭啊，即係已經行緊過去試過行到啦咁樣。咁呢個官方嘅説法咧，就係話咧都幾耐之前㗎啦，咁就話係出年嘅上半年就會通行㗎呢條橋咁樣。咁但係近期就因為都
條橋行得幾快啦？個發展咁有冇啲最新啲嘅時間表咧？咁我哋都密切留意緊。係，阿梁生。係，聽到。係咁啦，有冇其他可以補充嘅，或者我哋想再濃清楚少少嘅？即係關於嗰個產能嗰方面，同埋嗰個環境嗰方面有咩進展啊？
OK，因為你嗰個爆貨嗰啲料啊、進料啊，有冇阻滯啊？唔好意思，你話爆貨嗰啲料係咩意思啊？
即係第三方同你哋爆貨嗰啲啊？採礦嗰度啊？係。即係而家進展成點啊？同埋即係可唔可以做到 100% 嘅產能啊？同埋呢個即係嗰個。 最指住最緊要未來嗰個環境局嗰度仲有冇阻滯啊？明白，明白。So
Yura, this question is about production. Basically, Mr. Leung has asked two questions. The first question is about production. He asked, "What are we do? Where are we in terms of the mining?" He's aware that we have this mining contractors issues and how we are dealing with that. And is it possible to achieve 100% capacity? So that's the first question. The second question is about LTN, which I can answer based on what you have said. But for the first question about mining as well as our production capacity, grateful if you can give us some color on that.
Of course. Yes, it's a very important question for us. It's one of our main restrictions now. We have implemented new contractor who, additional contractor who is helping us to increase volumes. Also, and this new contractor operating since March, which helps enormously, but main contractor unfortunately decreasing their performance, which is forcing us to continue this process. And we are in the process of negotiations with a couple of other potential contractors. So I believe that by the end of the year we will manage to improve the situation, but we should not forget that because of the quite a long period of poor performance, we have collected quite a big amount of cubic meters which have not been mined, and we need some time, even with the proper operating contractors, we need time to catch these amounts which we have not performed within last time. And second question is about RTN. Yes, please, Johnny, you know.
Yes, let me answer the RTN part in Chinese to Mr. Leung. For the first part, let me translate to answer Mr. Leung.
Trading loss, 即係嗰啲 lock size 啊，有冇可有董事局有冇意思改嗰個 trading 啊？個 lock size 啊，即係2000 一 lock。
Yes, this question is about trading lot. We have a lot size of 2,000 shares. So let me answer that. I think we are looking at that. But this will be something which we need to look at. 咁阿梁生其實係啊，我知道你之前都提過呢樣呢件事嘅。咁但係我哋呢個都會研究一下點樣搞先，即係你想拆細啊，我就話你。唔係拆細，係即係改嗰個
lock size trading 啊，而家2000一 lock 啊嘛，可以。而家改如果改20,000一 lock， 咁即係 trading 最少，即係邊冇咁衰啊？係，你上次喺股東會提嗰樣嘢，係我先係即係。
合買就都冇咁衰。
係啊，不過我哋要睇睇點樣做，同埋亦都嗰個成本效益係有冇着數先咯，咁樣做。我明嘅，2000一lot其實都唔係話特別衰啊，其實因為我哋都估計咗升翻啲咧，其實2000一lot亦都唔係特別細。2000一lot等於係500蚊一手咋，而家暫時個 trading， 你而家你騰訊啊，嗰啲100一手啊，40幾萬一手㗎。
即係你如果500蚊一手咧，你將來派息咧，那個交易個費用係好高㗎，引唔到啲大基金啊，或者個普通人去入市㗎。明白明白，我都正如我哋上次喺呢個股東會都研究呢個問題，我哋都會已經研究點去處理呢件事，或者參考其他公司咁樣。
OK，
好，唔該，梁生。
Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Gentlemen, there seems to be no further question at this point in time. There seems to be no further question at this point in time. Would you like to conclude the call, sir?
Okay, 多謝曬。如果冇任何問題，我哋會議就此結束。咁我好感謝每位出席嘅嘉賓啦，同埋又希望你大家有愉快一陣。咁如果日後有任何嘅問題，歡迎聯絡我哋，同埋參與我哋嘅官網 www.ircgroup.com.hk。We are now ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to call us and or visit our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.